So, Luke, let me read this one real quick. Luke 12, 35 to 40 says, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are the servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Okay? Let me throw this, my pastor, Andy Taylor, Trinity Fellowship, has said this many times. He said, I don't want to spend my time trying to figure out when Jesus is coming back. He said, I want, when Jesus comes, I want him to find me working to advance his kingdom. So I'm just going to say this. The Bible says no man knows, not even Jesus knows when he's to come, but we are to know the seasons. I think that's important, but I'm not going to try to waste my thought life, waste my time trying to figure out exactly when he's coming back. And I agree with Andy. I want to be working to advance his kingdom. When Jesus comes, I want him to find me working. Well, I don't know what that means. Praying, counseling, helping someone, you know. It's all part of the kingdom advancement. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I want. You need to do.
Wouldn't now be a good time for some prayer requests?
Yeah.
My sister Renee asked for continued prayers for her and Robert.
I got those.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were going to add anything.
No. We want to pray for Ellen Lee. She had a heart attack last week. They placed a stent, and she will have a procedure January 11th for another stent to be placed. On December 10th, an 8-year-old was shot in the head in Lawton while the family was driving around looking at Christmas lights.
Oh, no.
He has a fractured skull, but they were able to stop the brain bleed.
Thank you, Lord.
So, and he's still moving his arms and things, so he's in ICU, but I think he's going to, we'll pray for a full recovery. We want to pray for Chris Carnahan, who will be admitted at noon for his next round of chemo. We want to pray for minimal side effects and that the chemo continues to target the cancer, and pray for provision for his wife and he and their family. We want to pray for Robert Kraft, and we want to continue to pray for Renee and Robert, who lost his dad,
and
Robert
Sr. And also add Norma Smith, who has to have a heart procedure done January 18th. Yes,
sir. Thank you. Well, Lord, there's a lot on this list. Lord, there's a lot of people hurting. Not just in our area of the country, but there's all kinds of stuff going on, Lord. And so, Lord, but we specifically pray for Ellen Lee, for her heart attack. Lord, and again, we just come against the attack of the enemy. Father, we just know that the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. So, Lord, we just speak to her heart and say, function properly. And, Father, we just pray that your will be done in her life. But we, Lord, we just thank you for that she survived, and that the medical doctors are able to place this stent. And so we thank you, Father, for those doctors and their ability to do that. But we just speak to her heart and say, function properly in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up this little 8-year-old boy that was shot in the head. Lawton, Lord, we just don't know. It doesn't make sense. people just randomly doing things like that. Lord, I just thank you that he survived. Father, we just, again, just lift him up and just say, we just claim. Jesus, in Isaiah, it says that Jesus paid, by the stripes on his back, he paid for our healing. So we claim that for everyone on the list. But this little Zach, Lord, we just claim that he's going to be completely healed and recover completely, that there would not be any adverse effects from this. We just thank you, Lord, again, for the medical procedure that stopped the brain bleed. And we just, again, lift him up to you, Father. And we just say you have great plans for this young man, and that this will obviously will affect his life for the rest of his life. And, Lord, we just we just pray, Father, that what the enemy intended for evil, you're going to turn to good. Mm-hmm. So we just declare that this young man is going to be a warrior for you, Lord. The enemy wanted to take him out, and we say, nope, it didn't happen. So, Lord, we know that you have great destiny and purpose for this young man. We lift him up, and we thank you in advance, Lord, for his recovery in Jesus' name. Chris Carnahan, Lord, again, he's going in at noon for another round of chemo. And, Lord, we just again pray for no side effects. Lord, I know people that's had no side effects from chemo. But, Lord, we just claim that for Chris right now. And that this chemo procedure will continue to, like a laser, target those very minute cancer cells that are causing, we just say, speak to those cancer cells and say, die, disintegrate, dissolve, disappear in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we also pray for his provision. And Lord, we lift up Robert Kraft, Renee and Robert Guilford, Norma Smith, and her heart situation. Lord, we just, again, Father, you know what they're needing in the physical. Lord, I'm just going to declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord of their life. Sickness and disease have no power over them. They are and we are forgiven and free from sin and guilt. And Jesus bore the sins on his body on the cross, Lord. So we are dead to sin. And by his stripes, we are healed and made whole. I claim that for everyone that's on this list and everyone that's listening that maybe didn't call in. Everyone, Father, that needs a physical healing or a manifestation of your presence, your Holy Spirit, I just ask, Father, that you would just release that to them in Jesus' name. And what a great and wonderful testimony that would be, that our God is a God that continues to heal, and, Lord, you continue to reconcile. So, Lord, we just thank you in advance for the healing Spirit that's going forth right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Talking about correction.
Uh-oh. Do you have a story?
Yeah, man. So when I came back to the Lord, when I made the decision to come back and I started going back to church, don't throw rocks at me, y'all. I was young and really ambitious. I didn't know, so I started praying this prayer. Because I just knew, I'll tell you what I prayed here in a minute. And you'll... But I started praying this prayer, and the Lord said, stop praying in vain. What? I don't know what that means. So I kept praying this prayer. He said, stop praying in vain. 3 times.
Oh, well.
Yeah, man. So he's very patient.
Oh, yeah.
But each time he got a little
more intense.
A little sterner, yeah. A little like,
oh, yeah. I get
a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
And so I prayed again. And when I pray, it's like I'm constantly talking to my best friend, you know?
Sure.
And then I get, you know, down to it, you know? And I was praying this prayer again, and he said, stop praying in vain. And so I'm like, Lord, I don't know what that means. Finally, after the third time, okay, of hearing that, I finally say, I don't know what that means. I don't understand. Help me understand what you're saying to me, because I don't understand what that means. So he told me to go talk to a pastor. I love Pastor Dwight and Sharon Shepherd. They didn't kick me out of the church. So I went, I was obedient. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll go ask them, you know. They're my spiritual mom and dad.
Sure.
So I went and I'm like, I need to talk to Pastor Dwight about something. And he's like, okay. So we sat down and I said, so the Lord's telling me I need to quit praying in vain. And I don't understand. I understand now, y'all. I can laugh now. So Pastor Dwight says, well, what are you praying? I said, well, I've been praying for the devil to come back into a right relationship with God. Oh. Because you know, if the devil changes his ways and gets right back with the Lord, sin is gone. You know, I mean, and that's the young, ambitious is the word I'm going to use.
It's logical,
because
right?
And to me, in my little
sure
Christian, my very young, childlike Christian mind, I thought that, well, there's the answer.
There it is.
There it is. Lord, won't you change him? You can change anybody. You know, and that was my idea, you know. And Pastor Dwight, he looked at me, and he says, Monica, if I didn't know you better, I'd probably ask you to leave. But I know your heart, and I know where that's coming from.
That's funny.
You know? But yeah, and let me help you understand. That's never going to happen. So you need to quit praying that. And it kind of broke my heart a little bit, but it didn't shatter my core. It didn't shatter my faith. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It helped me understand, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. And the Lord was so sweet. He was like, I know where your heart was, you know, but that's not a prayer that's going to happen. You know, I was praying in vain for God to change the devil's heart to turn back to him so that sin would be done away with.
Yeah, logical.
You know, I mean, simple solution, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought. But God was so faithful, and you know, and then he gave me spiritual parents that when I don't understand something, he can send me there because I'm one that need this.
Well, that was correction.
You know, and yeah.
And Pastor Dwight did it respectfully and
in a very loving way. Gently. You know, yes. He helped me understand how I was praying in vain, and two, why that's never going to be answered.
Yep.
And so let's just say, Monica, don't pray that prayer no more. What you got for a prayer request, sister?
We did prayer request.
Oh,
we
okay.
Got that.
We already did prayers.
Sponsor.
Yeah.
Are you going to do Pastor Joe's today?
No, we'll do those Tuesdays and Thursdays.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and your socks off. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Mr. Les German. His title for today is The Watchman. Don't worry about the wilderness, y'all. It creates warriors. Don't fear the wilderness. It creates warriors.
Amen.
Worship in the wilderness.
You said worship, that this is kind of off topic, but I guess watchmen should be worshipers, shouldn't they? We all should be worshipers. The Lord said that worship is the currency of heaven. And I said, what do you mean, Lord? He goes, well, when you buy stuff here, you use money, and there's an exchange, right, for goods and services. Okay. He said, but when you worship me, and in John it talks about worship in spirit and in truth. So he said, so when you worship me in spirit and in truth, there's blessings coming your way. Now, here's the caveat. You don't worship to get the blessings. You worship him because of who he is with in spirit and in truth. And if blessings come, great. If not, that's okay. But that's what he said. There's an exchange. I'll just tell you, I can attest to it. Not always immediate, but I'm telling you, it works. But I'm not worshiping to get blessings. I'm worshiping him for who he is and what he's done for me, done for us. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So, and worship is going to, well, it's off topic, but worship's going to accelerate to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. It's going to, people. There's going to be some crazy stuff. You go, what do you mean? Hey, I'm telling it right now. It's going to get off the hook. It is going to get off the hook. And there's going to be miracles. I literally, and you can people believe me or not, I literally, in Borger, Texas, a few months ago, I saw a lady's leg. She had a leg that was shorter than the other. And that leg grew to match the other leg. It was incredible. She had back problems, of course, when one leg's shorter, and it was, I don't know, maybe inch and a half, I don't know. But she had back pain because, you know, one leg's shorter than the other. And so this guy asked people that had back pain to come up. Well, she was the first one to get up there. So when that leg grew, and I'm telling you, I saw it I saw it. And she got up, and she dancing around and walking and jumping up and down. Now, either she was really totally healed, or she is the best actor on the planet. She was not acting. So my point is, when people, oh, God doesn't heal anymore today, I disagree. I've seen it. I've seen it time and time again. So anyway, so worship is going to be off the hook. It's going to be off the chart. And God would say, are you going to stay camped out in the old camp, or are you going to move forward with me? It's your choice. People that want to stay camped out in the old camp. I love them. They're going to heaven, no problem. But I'm moving. Are you going to move with me or stay camped out in the old camp? I'm going to move with you, Lord. So there's going to be some, what we might say is crazy stuff going on. But God, I mean, come on, David dancing in his underwear. Are you kidding me? So King David danced in his underwear before the Lord. I mean, come on, people. And I'm not saying dance. I'm not saying strip down to your underwear. Don't take that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying be totally transparent. Be totally honest with the Lord in what he wants you to do. And if he wants you to raise your hands in service, then do it. You know, I've actually, of course, I'm a drummer. I've seen people dance before the Lord to the drum beat, and it's just pretty cool. Pretty awesome when people, no inhibitions, they're totally sold out to the Lord, and the Spirit is then invited. I was at a church one time, the pastor was talking about the Holy Spirit, and I'm sitting there listening to him. It was a good sermon, all that stuff, and I just got to tell you guys, but I was praying, said, Lord, what is, I don't feel the Holy Spirit, and the Lord spoke. Or the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, I'm at the door. They invite me to the door, but they don't let me in. Oh, man, that hurt my heart. They talk about me all the time, but they don't let me in. Oh. So be ready, people. He's going to get let in, and church is not going to be the same. So it'll be a good thing. So.
Amen. Worry, this is something the Lord told me. I don't know how long ago, it's been a minute. But he told me one day, I was wringing my hands, man. I was so worried about some stuff. I was just worried. And it was beginning to take a physical toll on me, the worry. And the Lord told me that worry is wasted worship.
Oh.
So now when I catch myself starting to worry, or when I catch myself in worry, I flip it and I begin to worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being who you are.
Amen.
I thank you for your only son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that you made a way for us to come back home to you, because you loved us so much.
That's right.
And I just begin to use worship phrases, worship speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may not be lifting my hand and singing, but I'm worshiping him. I'm praising him with my words, thanking him and being grateful to him. And I find ways. I just, anything I can think of. At first it was, Lord, thank you that you gave me breath.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that you woke me up this morning. Thank you I was on the wake-up list today. Thank you that I get another day to try to be more like you.
Yeah. That's good. Yep. Worry is the opposite of faith. I think when we spend our thought life worrying, that gives, I think it opens the door for the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're concentrating on something that's opposite from the kingdom. And the enemy takes, here's the deal, folks. We didn't wake up this morning and Satan said, oh, I think we'll leave him alone. that did not happen. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy. And he is ruthless. He is ruthless.
It's like this morning, yesterday I found out someone is in need of a phone. So I began to pray. And the Lord talked to me about the prayer line here. I don't want to admit it. I have to admit that I didn't like what I heard at first. It took me a minute to warm up to it. But the Lord said, I want you to take that phone and let them use it until they don't need it no more. But Lord,
how many times have we done that? But.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I know.
So I'm like, okay, Lord. Yes, sir, Lord. And then to me, to make myself feel better, well, we haven't gotten but maybe a few texts on that line in the time that we've had it. So and we do have other ways for people to get it in. We have the email.
Sure.
We have the comments. We have the messenger. And I have links to that on my phone.
Yeah. So it's still viable. Yeah.
Yes. How many of us are holding on so tightly?
I know. That's true.
Because we've gotten used to the way it is. How many churches are growing cold?
I know.
Because they're used to the way it is.
Yep, I get you.
God is moving in a way.
He is. Absolutely is.
And you know, Les, we have a generation, and I see this in my grandchildren. We have a generation that is crying out for truth.
Yep.
Truth. They want truth. And there's young ones
and
crying out for that.
They do not. Here's the thing. They don't want and they don't deserve the old wineskin.
Come on. Right. Come on. Come on, sir.
Because that ain't working anymore. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry. There was a place for it. But again, God's moving on. And what I said a while ago, let me finish. I said that Satan is ruthless. He is. But here's the deal, people. We are overcomers. Okay? The Bible says that we win.
Yeah.
Okay? The righteous judge of the universe is our Heavenly Father. So it's not a fair fight. We win. Only 1/3 of the angels are kicked out. 2/3 are still on our side.
Yeah.
So we win. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So.
I just, you know, I sit and ponder sometimes where I was and where God has brought me. And it just, I'm in awe. I'm in awe.
I know. Isn't that the truth? We just,
I mean.
I know. I look at where we could have been. Or me, at least. I'll say me. Yeah, way, way, way back in the day, I rode a, well, I got another Harley, but I rode a chopper. And I started to befriend some guys that were in a outlaw motorcycle gang. I thought, I think that would be pretty cool. You know, they accepted me and I rode a little bit. I didn't party with them much, but didn't do any drugs or nothing like that. But hate to admit it, but I drank enough beer to float a battleship probably, but anyway. And then met my wife, and God kind of got a hold of me, because I was born and raised in church, but I got away from him a little bit. But married Donna, and then it was a few years later, I'm a cop. I mean, like, what? What just happened? You mean talk about 180?
Yeah, man.
I mean, but God had better plans. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Down deep, I knew I was a man of that wanted to make the wrongs right and to help people and to, anyway, you know what I'm saying? But it, so I guess my thought, I've thought about this a few times, think, man, if I hadn't have really submitted my will to the Lord, where would I be? May not even be around. Who knows? But it would have been a whole different lifestyle. Not a good one either. So, thank you, Lord.
He's awesome. He's super sauce.
So, we about done?
Sure.
Let me finish real quick. So, here's the deal. Being a watchman, get back on track here. God charges us to watch for the safety of the citizens, people. And I'm talking about family, guys. I'm telling you, pray for your family. You have great spiritual authority over your kids, your grandkids, and extended family. We are God's servants, and we should try to understand the dangers of this present world. There's so many things hidden. Evil likes to hide in darkness. Mm-hmm. Satan is like, I look at Satan as kind of like Dracula. Mm-hmm. Works really good in the dark. Yeah. And but cannot survive in the light of God's truth. Does that make sense? And Bible says, confess your sins one to another. Well, I think not just sins. I think what you're feeling. If I there for many, many years, I was shut down. I didn't bring stuff to the table to my wife, and I should have been vulnerable and transparent, because she was a safe place. I didn't find that out for years. Long story short, even the stuff that I kept hidden, and I'm talking about feelings, okay, that's still in the dark. And Satan used it. He expounded. He started planting lies. But when I brought my feelings to the table and I learned how to do that, then Satan had to let go of it. He couldn't influence. So it wasn't just confess your sins one to another. Confess your feelings to each other. And do it respectfully and, you know, all that. Keep everybody in, you know, in check. But when you do that, you unseat the enemy. You remove the enemy from the equation. And he's got to let go of it. So, because you're bringing it to the light of God's truth. So it's time for us to sound a clear message. Mm-hmm. If God gives you something. I had a dream the other day about the situation. And I'm praying about it. Lord, do I reveal it to this person? Or do I just pray about it? Because I'm not just going to blurt it out. It was not a good dream. Kind of destructive. But I'm praying, Lord. So my point is, if I have a bad dream about a situation, I'm not just going to go blurt it to them. You know? I mean, think about that. As a watchman, you got to be cognizant of the fact, is this going to help or hurt him? So if I had a dream about you gals having an auto accident, and I come blurt it to you, my gosh, that's going to freak you out. You're gonna drive worried, and that will sometime cloud your judgment in the physical. So I need to, Lord, do I reveal it to him, or do I just, I'm just bathing it in prayer? So that's something a watchman or intercessor does. Doesn't just always throw it out there. So just be aware. I'll be finishing with this. So we need to take our place on the walls, speak the kingdom message, because God wants no man to perish. Okay? Bottom line. So So walking with God and keeping his instructions will protect us from the world and its deceptions. I thought that was good. Because mm-hmm. So Secret Service and even bank employees, let me just say this. Secret Service is responsible for counterfeit, right? And FBI too. But your bank tellers, right? They study real. They study real money. What it feels like, what it looks like. They study the real thing. They don't study counterfeit. They concentrate on what's real. So when the counterfeit comes across, man, they can pick it up and they can identify it instantly. Mm-hmm. I think spin that to the spirit realm. We need to stay hooked up and keeping in God's instructions, God's word, so we know the deception and the counterfeit that comes our way. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate you coming in, sir.
Well, it's an honor. You gals are great.
God's so cool.
He is, isn't he? Thank you, Lord.
He's my superhero, man. He's my best friend.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and I am going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, Tina Dobbs, and Mr. Les German, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.